Hey, you. Don't look around. I've been watching you for a while. And I finally come to a conclusion that I want you to be mine. That's right. I want you to be my pet. My personal sex toy. Yes, you're hearing me right. Now, I know you're shy, but that's one of the things that makes you special. Because you've got it all in my eyes. You're sexy, hot, cute. You don't talk much. And on top of everything, you're shy and submissive. You've got everything I value in a man. And you're a virgin. Fuck. I wouldn't even want to look at anyone else but you at this point. Matter of fact, I'm sure that there's no one better than you. My eyes, ears, and mind are fully focused on all of you and only you. And I hate that you didn't even know about me until now. When you're finally listening to my words. This is just an audio, but I bet your cheeks are already turning red. Can you just imagine what would happen if we met for real? Do you know what I'd do to you? I have so many dirty thoughts right now. I'm positive that if we met, I couldn't control myself. I'd probably push you on the bed, get on top of you, pin you down by your wrists, and steal your first kiss. Oh. And then after I have my taste, I'd press my hand against your chest and feel how fast your heart is beating. Then I would calm you down and introduce myself. Tell you who I am and tell you what I want. I'd hope those words would get you even more nervous. It would turn me on even more. Then I'd start kissing you everywhere. Your neck, your chest, your arms, and then back to your lips again. All the while, I still have your wrists pinned down. I wouldn't let you go anywhere, my sweet boy. By that time, you would already be mine. My property. I would own you on your own bed. I would make you take everything I have planned for you. I would make you do whatever I tell you to. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if I grabbed you by the back of your head, pushed you in between my legs, and made you eat my pussy? You would like that, wouldn't you? Yes, you would. We both know you're submissive. You would let me dominate you, control you. And then, of course, you'd love to taste me. You're already such a good boy for me, and you don't even know it yet. But I know it. Oh, this is why it's such a torture to only fantasize about you and not actually have you. I know a part of you is really scared of me, because you know how sexy, hot, and gorgeous I am. You know I wouldn't care about your shyness. I mean, I would, because it's adorable. But it wouldn't stop me. I would just take you. And I'd take your virginity without any hesitation. But the other part of you wants me. Because you've never had a woman tell you these things. And I'm just all over you right now, aren't I? Yeah. So if I appeared before you right now, what would you do? Nothing, right? You'd just stand there and get all red-faced for me, wouldn't you? And that's how I want you to be. I want to make the first move. I just want you to be my good boy. My good pet. You really don't have to do anything but just be there for me. Unless I tell you to do something. Then you'll obey me. Right? Oh, fuck. My pussy is so wet when I think about all the things I want to do to you. My shy, precious boy. I want to dominate you so fucking bad. I want to put you in your place. Make you want me more and more within time. And eventually, turn you into my perfect slave. I would take your virginity. Oh, I would ride you so hard and make you explode deep inside me. I would tie you up and tease you for hours. Edge you. Torture you with all kinds of pleasure. Kissing, touching, stroking, sucking, licking, whispering, dirty talking. I would break you, my good boy. I would make you turn into a slut. Just for me. Oh, I would rob you of your innocence. I would make you worship your mistress. I would make you kiss my beautiful legs, my hands, my neck. I would let you suck and nibble on my hard nipples. I'd make you taste my pussy over and over again. And I'd make you massage me for as long as I want you to. And you would love it. Because in your eyes, I'm a goddess. You would be glad to do something for me. And you would be so happy if you saw that I'm proud of you. In fact, that's all you would care about. Me. And I would give it all back to you. I'd put my mouth on your hard cock and suck on it how I want it done. I would taste your pre-cum, play with it, suck on your balls. I would do it until you're on edge, and then I wouldn't let you come. I'd just let your cock calm down and then start sucking again. I'd make you do everything to try not to come, while I'm not stopping giving you head. I'd make your toes curl. I'd deep throat your cock. I would use that cock for as long as I wanted. And I would. Oh, fuck. I'm getting ahead of myself right now. I don't know for how long I've talked about how much I wish you would be mine. But I think you didn't mind it at all, did you? Mm-mm. I bet you even got hard for me. Maybe you even touched yourself and stroked it while I talked. Without my permission, by the way. But I'll let that one slide. Here's what I need you to do, though. I want you to close your eyes after this audio is over and stroke yourself until you explode, while thinking about fucking me, or thinking about me sucking you off, whichever you prefer. That's right. I'm giving you permission. That is a command, actually. You have to do it, if you're really mine. Because you have to obey. And also, after you finish jerking off, I want you to comment on this audio and tell me what you thought about it. I want to know if you liked this little audio. And I want to know if I already made you my good little pet. I may just make more of them for you if you liked it. Deal? Alright. I'll go now because, unfortunately, I have some stuff to do. But I'll be back. Better believe it. No, that's not enough. Let me give my good boy something better. And there. Now I can go. Bye for now, pet.